You're listening to Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice, in for Gemma Gaudet. 13 films, varying in length from 3 minutes to 23 minutes, all showcased Friday at the Egyptian Theater here in Boise. It's the Telluride Mountain Film Festival, presented by the Selway Bitterroot Frank Church Foundation. Revenues help support a Wilderness Ranger intern program. And joining us to talk in studio about the films and the showcase is Sue Webster, pardon me, with the Selway Bitterroot Frank Church Foundation. Sue, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what you do for the foundation.
I am the communication coordinator for the foundation, so all the social media and newsletters and things like that I do. And I also coordinate all the fundraising events.
Wow. So. Okay. Do you have an elevator speech on the foundation? What do you tell a stranger about the foundation?
Our foundation is partnering with the Forest Service to do primarily trail work in the Selway Bitterroot and the Frank Church Wilderness areas, which are 4 million acres of space. And we bring in volunteers from all over the country every summer to work on the trails. And then we also bring in 8 interns, college interns, who are environmentally, environmental majors and working with us in some capacity to learn about the ranger career.
And these are the men and women who are going to, if not protect the world, hopefully change the world.
They will be our future, yes.
Absolutely. It's interesting that this this particular event helps support a Wilderness Ranger intern program.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's great. Mm-hmm. When I think of films like this, and I've been to a few film festivals around the planet, when I think of films like this, they're heart-pounding, they're exciting. And they're always engaging.
These 13 films are heart-pounding, yes. They're not all adrenaline films. Mm-hmm. There's some that are, socially focused and very heart-tugging.
How are they curated?
Explain to me what you mean by that.
Who gets to select? My goodness, this is this particular slice, I think, of the film industry is the most exciting part of film and non-fiction storytelling. There are hundreds and hundreds of new films every year. Who gets to select these?
Well,
because I've seen some of these, and they're fabulous.
Yes, and they all submit, filmmakers submit to Telluride Mountain Film, okay, which is the festival that happens over Memorial Weekend every year. And there's probably, I would say, 300, 350 films that you can see in Telluride over the weekend. Mm-hmm. After that, then Telluride chooses probably another 150 of those films to go on tour. Mm-hmm. So out of 150, then we locally choose 13 of those. So it's quite a process to try and figure out which ones the Boise audience would enjoy and obviously we enjoy as well.
I know the answer to this, but you have a number of returnees, but I'm assuming also every year you have people who are new to this experience.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
And it really helps if you like film, but you don't have to love film, but it just takes you away.
Well, it also, it helps if you like film, but it also, I think, makes you feel like I need to see and do more of this. Mm-hmm. When you leave the theater, it's just a real uplifting feeling that you have coming away from that.
I spent some time this week with a couple of gentlemen from the Frank Church Institute.
Oh, yeah,
and,
right.
And they have their big public policy shindig next week here on campus. But the best part of the conversation is talking about Frank Church and his legacy and the wilderness, et cetera. How much time do you and your colleagues spend in the wilderness and get a chance to embrace that at different times of the year and remind us what a gem this is?
We've spent at least 3 months to 4 months, depending on fires and weather in the Frank. And, there's a small part of our crew that is totally dedicated to being in the Frank Church every summer. Mm. And I think those are the people that get to just see it all from, wildlife to wildflowers to peaks to, everything. And in terms of our volunteers and in terms of our interns, we really spend a lot of time, because they're all from across the country, we spend a lot of time educating them on Frank's legacy and what he gave to the state of Idaho.
You know, it's just a few hours away for us, and yet people come from all across the globe to visit and to marvel.
They do.
Right?
They're so, so fortunate.
So, but again, how do you engage with visitors at the Frank?
Visitors that are just hiking in and come across us, working on trails.
Yes. Because there's a hunger out there to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unlike before.
And I think all of them have some sort of sense for Frank. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are rafters. So they've already been indoctrinated by their raft guides and so on and so forth. But we do have a lot of through hikers, especially in the Frank, because the Idaho Wilderness Trail goes right through the Frank Church.
Wow.
So if we meet them, of course, it's a great homecoming for us all.
The snow is coming, if it hasn't hit the peaks yet. But what a great time to engage, and what a great opportunity for this event is. Mm-hmm. So give us the particulars. It's at the Egyptian.
It's at the Egyptian. It'll be on Friday night this week. And the doors will open at 6 p.m. We have a great raffle that we're putting on.
Really?
So that people can buy tickets to potentially win a Yeti cooler, a weekend in McCall, which includes a hotel and Tamarack ski tickets and Brundage tickets, or a summer weekend in McCall, and they can get on a raft trip or go to Hotel McCall. Lots of great raffle prizes.
Tickets? What are ticket prices?
Ticket prices are $15 for adults, $10 for students, if you buy through the Eventbrite.com ticket outlet. At 6 p.m., that will stop, and we'll start selling tickets at the door, and tickets prices will then be adult 20 and student 15 with IDs.
I do want to make a note that one of the films comes from an Idaho filmmaker, and that is Tyler Allen.
Yes.
It's a great film about kayaking around Manhattan.
Yes.
People kayaking in the Harlem River and the East River, et cetera. And it's only
crazy.
3 or 4 minutes, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kudos to him.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Love the foundation, and all these dots connect.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. And that, again, Friday night at the Egyptian. Mm-hmm. And thank you for joining us, dear listeners. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our social media intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice, and lucky you, I'll be back here tomorrow sitting in for Gemma Gaudette. Gemma, please feel better. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.